They're partners in Ventura County with the dream for a simple business, to use plants found in nature to create natural skin lotions. Clara Andre and Lauren Crow used all of their savings to try to make that dream come true, but at the worst possible time, disaster hit. They lived in Metillahe Canyon, where they had a house, a small recording studio, and the still they used to turn the plants into the natural hydrosol. Then last December, the Thomas Fire headed their way.
From where we were in the canyon, we could see the glow, the red glow, where the mountains came together. We were able to look on the Ojai Community Fire Network online to get updates, but we lost power at some point, and we saw the fire growing and the smoke getting more intense, so we just decided to pack our cat up and a few things into our cars.
Clara Andre says the Thomas Fire basically took it all.
We didn't really save much. We lost our home and all of the plants we had planted. We had started planting all kinds of different plants around on the land that we were going to distill.
Lauren Crow says seeing what had been their home and business for the first time was overwhelming.
It was really emotional for us, and kind of walking around, there were still smoldering oak trees, and we walked into the riverbed where we did a lot of the wild harvesting of the plants, and I could still tell, oh, this is where we harvested mugwort, this is where we harvested white sage, but everything was just complete ash. So it was really pretty devastating and traumatic, and at that point, we had invested all of our savings into the business just to get it going for the holidays.
Crow says friends stepped up with temporary housing, and they've received help restarting their business.
We got assistance from FEMA. We got assistance from our wonderful friends and family. We both were working on our business, you know, so we didn't have other employment to fall back on after the fire. So we really relied on our community. A number of different organizations like Help of Ojai came forward and the Greater Goods. They all contributed to helping us get back on our feet.
The local nonprofit group Women's Economic Ventures also put a spotlight on their plight and efforts to relaunch their business.
They had seen how we had, despite what had happened with losing our house, losing our business, all the tools, all the products, all the supplies, that we, you know, persevered and were, you know, starting to turn the wheels to get things going again. So that was really special and actually gave us a lot of renewed sense of hope.
That's the sound of the partners' new still in operation. Clara Andre describes what they're producing.
The business name is Ua Alchemy. We distill plants, native and wild harvested, as well as cultivated organic plants. They are actually multidimensional. The hydrosol is what we distill with the plants, and it has micro drops of essential oils. The hydrosol is tonifying for the skin, and also it helps to balance pH.
This still looks like an oversized, oddly shaped coffee machine with hoses, a tub of water, and glass containers connected to it. Because the plants they were growing were destroyed, they've turned to some local organic farmers for help.
This is our copper alembic still, which is handmade in Portugal. It's a very old, ancient technique for getting the light, aromatic molecules from fresh plant material into a form that is preserved in a sense. So the hydrosol and the essential oil is what comes out of it.
Lauren Crow describes the aromatic plant elixirs they're making with the still.
A lot of people pay a lot of attention to what they eat. You know, they want to eat organic. They wouldn't eat hydrogenated oils. They try to avoid processed foods. But often not as much attention is paid to what you put on your skin. And it's really important. We have white sage. We have yerba santa, rose geranium, lavender, orange blossom, mugwort. We have about 13 to 14 different types.
It's been a difficult 7 months for the duo, but Clara Andre says they've survived, and while their home's gone, they're at least back on track towards turning their dreams of a nature-based business into a reality.
Despite everything that happened, we're just taking what happened as if the whole phoenix rising from the ashes. We're coming back stronger. We're very inspired.
In Ojai, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.